Well, Christine, never a dull moment in Silver City with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent looking into what is going on with Gila Regional Medical Center.
You know it, Edmundo. We've been covering in detail what's been going on with Gila Regional Medical Center and specifically with the Grant County Commissioners. In today's paper, we've reported that the Grant County Commissioner signed a contract last August with Juniper Advisory, an investment banking firm, and they're on retainer with Juniper Advisory for 1 year at a retainer fee of $10,000 a month. While they say the commissioners have repeatedly said we're not looking to sell the hospital, this contract is a very transaction-oriented contract. We've posted the contract online along with our full story today on our website, scdailypress.com.
Okay, so they signed this contract last August. But
they did sign the contract last August.
What was the reason for signing a contract last August?
They've been telling the public all along that they are looking for permanent, sustainable solutions for the hospital. The hospital has been financial up and downs for the last decade or more, frankly. I just got a letter to the editor saying that this 16 years ago, the county commissioners attempted to sell the hospital to a for-profit chain as well, which I haven't verified, but the financial problems at the hospital have been ongoing. And so the county commissioners have been looking for what they say they want, a sustainable future for the hospital, which everybody wants. But they have repeatedly said they're not looking to sell the hospital. However, that's what this contract really outlines, that it's a transaction-oriented contract that will sell the hospital to a private corporation for a 2% transaction fee. What they say they hired Juniper for was advisory services to consult and analyze what's the best method to take the hospital in the future. Should it be a partner with a corporation? Should it be sold to a private corporation? Or should it continue under the management of the county through the board appointed by the county commissioners?
The fact that last week they had and gave a tour of the hospital to a for-profit corporation that also happens to own Memorial Medical Center here in Las Cruces.
Yes, executives from LifePoint Health. LifePoint owns the hospital in Las Cruces as well as Los Alamos Medical Center. They visited Gila Regional. They had a two-hour closed-door meeting with top administrators from the hospital and then went from there to a private closed executive session with Grant County Commissioners for a four-and-a-half-hour session. And, you know, I met a few of the LifePoint executives. They said it's their first time here. They're interested in checking out their, you know, it's in the neighborhood and so forth and so on. But they're shopping. The guy I met is vice president of development for LifePoint. So, you know, he's looking at properties that is coming my way.
When you have executives from an organization come down to take a tour, in all likelihood, they're looking to buy. They're not probably looking to partner, which is one of the things that the hospital administrators have told you that that's a possibility of what they might do, which is to partner with a for-profit.
Well, and none of this is in the hands of hospital administrators. Keep in mind, the Grant County Board of Commission, the five-member Board of Commission, basically manages this county-owned hospital, Gila Regional Medical Center. So they are in the position of deciding the future of the hospital. Now, they appoint the Board of Trustees who manages the hospital, and they hire the administrators, and the administrators run the day-to-day operations of the hospital. But ultimately, it's the Grant County Board of Commissioners that owns the hospital property. Now, the management of the Gila Regional has said that they don't want to see it sold to a company. They want it to continue. But the county commissioners say that they are not sure if that's the best financial interest of the hospital. So they say they've been looking at alternatives. So far, the only alternative we've seen them look at is the visit from LifePoint, you know, which is this private hospital company. And then they're planning another visit next week to visit Cobre Valley Medical Center in Globe, Arizona, which is owned by another private hospital company called Health Tech S3, I believe, and they manage that medical center. So the commissioners are, you know, they're shopping around, looking at other facilities, how they're managed, and comparing them to Gila Regional. We've reported also that neither of those hospitals have the four-star rating that Gila Regional has, or the patient satisfaction or other outcome scores that are rated by Medicaid, the Medicare, the government, which rates those things.
Okay, definitely want to follow up on that, and I'm pretty sure you are staying on top of that with the, it seems like it's just changing every day. Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.